Hello and welcome to Talking Politics, where we look at issues affecting Missouri State Capitol and beyond. I'm Scott Kanowski. This week, we'll meet some Missouri farmers lobbying Jefferson City for the right to farm hogs for meat. But first, the Missouri House approved a bill last week allowing kids to attend schools in districts other than the one they live in. Paige Horner was there and filed this report.
Under the measure, a child who travels more than 10 miles to school may apply to attend school in a district other than their own. The desired school must be at least 5 miles closer than the current school. Democratic Marshall Representative Joe Aul spoke against the bill, saying it could allow open enrollment. Republican Versailles Representative Rodney Shad is the sponsor of the bill. He says restrictions regarding distance, full class sizes, and parental choice prevent open enrollment. The bill passed by a vote of 85-72 and now moves to the Senate. Reporting from the state capitol, I'm Paige Horner.
Next, as Jerry Sandusky appeared in a Pennsylvania courthouse last week, the Missouri House looked to make sure a similar incident could never happen in Missouri. Sherman Faves reports from Jefferson City.
The same day that former Penn State football coach Jerry Sandusky appears in a Pennsylvania courthouse, the Missouri House passes stricter mandatory reporting laws. St. Louis County Representative Marsha Hafner sponsored the amendment and serves on the governor's task force for prevention of child sex abuse.
It will not allow employers, such as school districts or any other entities that work with children, to prohibit employees from doing a mandated report if they suspect child abuse or neglect.
If passed in the Senate, the bill will head to the governor's desk. From the state capitol, I'm Sherman Faves.
Hog farmers are under a lot of scrutiny these days. Animal rights advocates say that the efficient pork production system producers have developed over the last couple of decades is cruel and inhumane. That viewpoint is gaining traction, which scares some farmers. They worry that animal rights groups will parlay moral qualms with certain hog farming techniques in the legislation banning them. The Missouri General Assembly is poised to pass legislation essentially locking in the legality of current methods. But Harvest Public Media's Jessica Najunas reports that the marketplace may have the final word.
There's just one independent hog broker left in Missouri, and you'll find him at the intersection of two major rural roads in Osage County. Central Hog Market is an open-air truss barn that provides temporary housing for hogs that will depart for processing plants within hours of their arrival.
I run Central Hog Market, LLC. Rick Bax is my name.
Bax's barn can hold up to 300 animals. One recent shipment had 18 antibiotic-free hogs. Right now, they're the loudest.
I look at a pig and I see two loins, two hams, two bacons, some nice pork steaks. That's probably a 550-pound animal.
The sales are conducted in a small office with particle board walls with signs that say things like, America's best pork depends on good livestock handling.
Most of these farmers will be good husbands of the animals. We just don't need special interest groups, you know, trying to put their, I don't want to say city ways, but different ways on this rural area.
But that's exactly what's happening. More and more, consumers take an interest in how their food is produced, even if they've never been in a hog barn or raised an animal. Missouri State Representative Tom Lerner says that's a disturbing trend.
I always knew that there was a rub between the urban areas and the rural areas. I did not realize how many people did not understand where their food came from. Then you didn't have to kill an animal to get what you was going to eat. Well, we get our food from the store.
So Lerner has sponsored a bill that would ensure Missouri farmers around today don't have to change, even if the consumer wants it.
It shall be the right of persons to raise livestock in a manner adhering to state and local laws and ordinances as enacted as of August 28, 2012, or at the commencement of operations, whichever is later.
As he reads, Lerner sits in an office with a view of the Missouri River. Behind him on the wall is a taxidermy wreath fashioned from barbed wire. In the center, a game bird is frozen in flight. He says farmers have spent lots of money building businesses with techniques now under attack.
It's going to cost them hundreds of thousands, millions of dollars to do that and change their whole operations. And when they're out, they're out.
But for animal rights activists, a farmer's financial loss doesn't mean much. It's a moral issue, right from wrong. Take activist Temple Grandin, who has compared farming methods, such as confining a pregnant pig to a crate, like living your life, sitting in a coach-class airline seat. Farmer and author Nicolette Hahn-Nyman says if Sweden and the UK can ban crates, then it shouldn't be an issue for the U.S.
If it violates the basic, you know, fundamental values that we have, just our gut instinct tells us this is wrong, then it is wrong.
Her husband founded Nyman Ranch, one of the original suppliers of pork to burrito fast food chain Chipotle. Nyman Ranch works with farmers who raise animals outdoors and crate-free.
When you consider, you know, the overall welfare of the animals involved, it's a small price to pay for all of those, you know, many, many hours of suffering that are avoided by allowing them to be out of the crates.
While lawmakers in Missouri attempt to protect the rights of farmers, consumers have already shaped agribusiness with their spending choices, and their buying power has made big-time fast food companies rethink the type of meat they put in their burritos or between hamburger buns. This year, McDonald's, Hormel, and the largest producer of pork in the country, Smithfield, vowed to stop buying pork from farmers who raise hogs in crates. Carl Esbeck is a professor of law at the University of Missouri and says if you have a good product and you meet some consumer demands, you'll likely succeed.
This law would skew the pure marketplace because it gives one group in the debate a leg up where they can, if they're starting to lose out, they can say, well, we have this legal right, and that trumps whatever your arguments are to the contrary.
He says think of a major market force like Apple or Nike. Those companies are subject to consumer worries and demands, too, because they make many of their products abroad with cheap labor. But people still buy iPhones and running shoes, despite the moral dilemma.
Two very large, successful American industries have entered into the marketplace, made accommodations, made adjustments, but nonetheless are able to manufacture cheaply and compete. I would think agribusiness in Missouri could do the same, and they don't need this law, which would codify for them a right of the status quo.
The Right to Raise Animals bill has failed three times, but it looks like this is the year Representative Lerner might see his idea become law. It passed the Missouri House for the first time last month and is currently being considered by state senators. Jessica Najunas, Harvest Public Media.
Well, for all your latest political news and more, go to our website. That's kbia.org. For KBIA News, I'm Scott Kanowski.